Hello there, Paige Estrotori here for your weekly insurance news wrap, proudly brought to you by Financial Services Online. It is Monday, May 13th, 2024, and we are here to dive into the important news from the Australian insurance sector over the past week. We begin with a significant ruling from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or the AFCA, in a major dispute involving Australian Tourist and Lloyd's Insurance. Our fellow traveler, a 74-year-old gentleman, found himself battling necrotizing pancreatitis and heart failure while on holiday in Thailand, prompting an immediate air evacuation back home to Australia. The cost? A hefty sum of $195,223. However, upon his prolonged hospital stay back home, Lloyd's contested their insurance claim due to lack of pre-approval, suggesting improvements in his health status. Stepping into the matter, the AFCA, using essential medical documents and the urgency of his repatriation as basis, ruled in favor of our Australian tourist. Dismissing arguments around cost saving, the AFCA unequivocally instructed Lloyd's to pay the full claim amount, thus reasserting the need to prioritize the protection of insurance policyholders' rights during emergencies. Shifting the focus to marine insurance, we move on to news from Club Marine, a spearhead in the industry. The Allianz subsidiary welcomes Tim Wiles as their permanent CEO, post a stint as an interim chief since last November, and a challenge-fraught journey from his initial role as a junior underwriter in 2007. Succeeding Karen Tamaipi, Wiles' appointment brings stability to Club Marine, with Janita Wijaya from Allianz Australia positing a positive outlook for the company, citing Wiles' exceptional dedication and leadership skills. A boating enthusiast, Wiles now aims to boost Club Marine's stature as Australia's premier recreational boat insurance provider and spur market growth. Finally, the strata sector isn't without its controversy. The New South Wales government has launched an investigation into one of the top strata management companies, NetStrata, following an ABC expose. The disclosed high insurance brokerage fees and undisclosed benefits have roused concerns of transparency, adding up to over $21 million in fees since 2015. The ripples of the news led to the resignation of the managing director, Stephen Brell, from the Strata Community Association New South Wales. In the wake of public outcry, NetStrata now finds its business practices under review by NSW Fair Trading and consultants McGrath-Nicol, aiming to preserve integrity in the sector. Pulling no punches, State Commissioner John Minns underscored the need for trust in strata management. On its part, NetStrata promises to work towards clearer transparency, pledging cooperation with the ongoing probe. That's it, Australia. This has been your weekly insurance news wrap delivered by Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. Be sure to check out our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for personal and business insurance options. Until next week, keep informed and stay safe.